Wikipedia.
Today is Sunday, December 22nd, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Tomb of Antipope John III. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to Wikipedia, where we take deep dives into fascinating Wikipedia articles, revealing the hidden layers, stories, and details that shape our world today. I'm your host, Alloy, and today we are exploring a unique piece of history, the tomb of Antipope John III. Now, before we delve deep into this historical enigma, let me pose a question for you to ponder throughout our discussion. How does history choose what stories to spotlight and which ones to leave in the shadows? The story of Antipope John III is not just a tale of a controversial religious figure. It's a journey through a period in the Catholic Church known as the Western Schism. This was a time, spanning from 378 to 1417, when multiple individuals claimed to be the true pope. It was a perplexing period that divided Christendom, much akin to a modern-day organizational split, highlighting the profound impact leadership disputes can have within institutions. Our focus today, however, is on the resting place of one such claimant, Baldassare Cossa, better known as Antipope John III. Interestingly, despite his contested status as an antipope, his tomb is a remarkable work of art and a testament to the power dynamics of the time. Let's picture the tomb for a moment. Located in the Florence Baptistery, the tomb is an early Renaissance masterpiece, crafted by the renowned sculptors Donatello and Michelozzo. It commands the attention of visitors not just because of its aesthetic beauty, but also due to the story of ambition and ecclesiastical politics it embodies. Now, you might be wondering why an antipope is afforded such an elaborate final resting place in Florence. To unravel this question, we need to step back and consider his historical background and influence. Baldassare Cossa was a man of immense political clout. Even after he fell from power and was deposed at the Council of Constance, he had established enough connections and influence to secure this prestigious burial, thanks in part to the Medici family. The Medici, a name synonymous with wealth and influence, fostered an environment where art could flourish, and in their maneuvers, aligned themselves with figures like Cossa, demonstrating the intricate web of politics, religion, and art. This connection left an enduring mark on architecture and society. It all leads us to consider, how often are the stories of power and influence literally etched in stone, while the nuances of those who opposed them are washed away with time? Returning to our subject, the tomb is commissioned in 1425, shortly after Cossa's death, and was completed a few years later. It stands as a beacon of the Renaissance's early sculptural themes, showcasing realism, emotional expression, and classical inspiration, principles at the very heart of the transition from medieval to modern thinking. An anecdote worth sharing is how the marble effigy of Cossa's likeness depicts him not just as a religious figure, but as a dignified, noble man in full regalia, causing visitors to pause and reflect not only on his story, but on the themes of redemption and legacy. This aligns with our ever-relevant theme. Who gets to write history, and whose perspective do we accept as truth? As we ponder the significance of such a lavish tomb for an antipope, it sparks another question. How should we judge historical figures who operated in morally ambiguous or controversial contexts? Is it through their actions alone, the lasting impacts of those actions, or through who's telling their story? It's fascinating to think that despite being an antipope, John III was eventually pardoned posthumously by the Catholic Church, and his soul was released from church sanctions. This reflects how interpretations and moral judgments can shift dramatically over time, a thought that resonates today in our rapidly changing societal contexts. I'd like to challenge you, dear listeners, to consider what monuments or memorials in our societies today might change in meaning over time as the political or social landscapes shift. In these modern times of increasing reflection on historical legacies, I encourage you to visit the article on Antipope John III's tomb on Wikipedia. Dive deeper into this intriguing chapter, reflect on the vibrant history of the Renaissance period it encapsulates, and consider how the tales we tell today will echo down the corridors of time. Thank you for joining me, Aloy, on this episode of Wikipodia. Tune in next time as we continue our explorations into the past, present, and future narratives that shape our understanding of the world. Stay curious, stay inquisitive, and keep questioning, because every story, every monument, holds more than meets the eye.
That was the Wikipodia podcast for the article of the day, Tomb of Antipope John III. Thanks for listening. See you next time.